The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in downtown Redding. Your downtown radio station. Good morning. Today, February the 25th, at 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing great, man.
Yeah. Well, so what did you learn on the way to here today?
You know, the sun is coming up earlier. It's going to be a beautiful week.
Yeah.
A break from the rain is going to be nice.
Yeah, in fact, today is sunny with a high near 64, and tonight clear, lows around 44. Tomorrow, sunny, Thursday, mostly sunny. Friday, sunny with a high near 75, and tomorrow will be, Wednesday, highs in the low 70s. Everything looks like low 70s, mid 70s, and the lows in the mid 40s. Now, Saturday, chance of showers. But mostly sunny with a high near 65. And Sunday, a chance of showers, but partly sunny with a high near 60. And Monday, a slight chance of showers, but mostly sunny. So, slight chance of showers, but mostly sunny. So, something will pass over. So, it's going to dry up all the pools of water that are standing in places. And look, it is going to be a beautiful week. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane has been in business 30 years and is a family-owned business. They're into the third generation of the Kinney families running the business. They treat their customers so well. They do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I've got other payment plans. They just support our community in many, many ways. And it's usually right below the surface because they don't, I'm the only one that says what they do because, hey, they just do it for the right reasons. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. Kathleen Kennedy, you know who she is?
Yes.
Do you?
Mostly.
Mostly. You know, she's big in the she's been with George Lucas forever. Has been a producer with George Lucas forever.
Okay, not who I thought it was.
No. And she's the Disney's Lucasfilm boss, Kathleen Kennedy. But did you know she's got a... She's got a tie to here in Redding that her sister lives here, and that when they did the Lincoln, remember when they did Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis, that movie, they did a kind of a premiere here at the Cascade Theater. Anyway, she has been, highly successful over the years and has just said that she's going to step down. And she's, 71. And she says it's time to retire. So, that's cool. She's been involved with the Star Wars, and Star Wars hasn't done as well, the last ones, as the previous ones. But she's been involved with so many of these huge movies that I imagine she can probably retire and not have to worry about it. Why have to worry about all this stuff? So, good on you, Kathleen, and for your family there. Now, what are the things we have here? You brought up this morning when you came in that they're going to be talking about the old courthouse and other things today at the Board of Supervisors meeting. It starts at 9 o'clock. Let's see if I can pull this thing up here. What are they going to do with the old courthouse? And there's three options they can do with this. Also, it's just sitting there now, mostly empty. It's got a fence around it. Okay. It's going to start at 9 o'clock today. I can't tell you when it's going to end because the Board of Supervisors meetings are so, what's the word I'm looking for? David?
Entertaining?
Entertaining is one of them. Tedious could be another.
For some people, it's annoying.
Annoying. For others, it's their chance to exercise their First Amendments and say things that other people find babbling. and you can't tell how long they're going to last. You know, they used to last. They'd start at 9, you'd be over at 11, 11:30 maybe, sometimes earlier. And then COVID hit. And then since COVID, it can go on for, I think, 12 hours. And I'm not sure why it needs to go on for 12 hours. Except, you know, the people need to say, but you've got that many people talking about, and it's the same people. I mean, it's like, do they have jobs? I mean, I don't go there because I have a job. I guess I could go there once for the, just to see and be in there, kind of like being in there at the Coliseum and being there in the front row watching the, except it's not gladiators. What would it be? It would be like, I don't know, chipmunks fighting for their tree. I'm not sure, or squirrels. Okay, so what are they going to do with the old courthouse? And I'm not disparaging people. No. You know what? You've got a perfect right to do that, to go down. But I'm not sure why it needs to drag out so long. And you know, the board of supervisors are sitting there listening the whole time. And I don't. You know, everybody thought things might change a little bit after the elections, and I'm not sure that's happening. Okay, now, some people thought that the Among the Ideas was using the property as part of an expansion for the current jail at the, you know, where everybody knows where it's at. But supervisors were told last year the only way to raise the estimated $150 million for a jail expansion, as we know, was a one-cent sales tax. And the supervisors voted 5-0, not even to put it on the ballot. And so Public Works Director Troy Bartolome is going to give a presentation, lay out three options. One option would be repurposing the old courthouse and building a three-story parking garage on the rest of the property. That's $78 million. And it can be completed by 2028. Said there are county departments with the former courthouse would be used for, something supervisors would decide. Said county departments at least about 28,000 square feet of space in and around Reading could move into the courthouse. That would save money. Right now, the courthouse is 77,000 square feet, so that is way more space than the county departments would need, however. Other options, demolishing all the buildings on the property, including the old courthouse, and putting in a surface parking lot with 102 spaces at a cost of $7 million. And that could be done as early as a year from now. Repurposing the old courthouse and putting in a parking lot with 34 spaces at a cost of $17.5 million. Anyway, well, Tuesday, the so what are we going to use that? Right now, it's empty for the most part. County offices rent a lot of space from the city of Reading, too. I didn't realize that. And why couldn't, it seems like they could move the county employees back to the old courthouse and save money on that. Because, I mean, the courthouse has already been paid for, I'm sure, you know, at least the construction cost. All the maintenance cost is going to be interesting. But have you been in the old courthouse?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm wondering, would that building last another 50 years? Well, could you get another 50 years out of it?
I think they could get another 10 or 12 years out of it.
Yeah.
At least, because, I mean, the elevators work, stairwells work, and the offices are, I mean, are they the most well-appointed? No. And then as far as internet and all that, they can, as you know, they can run wireless services everywhere. So if we have county employees working in other buildings because they didn't have room there, I'm not sure why they wouldn't bring them all back in. It's, you know, kind of like a DOGE effort, government efficiency. And what would it cost to do that? Say to refurbish, you know, and make it so people could use it. You know, the elevators are working and they're working. And put people in those offices, move them from wherever they are if they're paying rent and that kind of stuff, and consolidate all the offices. And again, this is all I know about it, and they've got studies and all this. It'd be interesting to hear from, Alan Long, and, you know, get the new guys in, see what they think about it. The other thing they were looking at is Hawes Farm. Remember, Hawes Farm was put a kind of a, they call it a agriculture education experience together for people to go up Hawes Farms, which included a Ferris wheel and Ferris wheels and bumper cars. I don't know, a bunch of stuff like that. And they put him on hold because they said he had not gone through the permitting process and all this. And in the fall of 2023, because they didn't have a quorum. And they didn't have a quorum because they had to recuse themselves. The people that worked for Hawes that were part, you know, that the they were somehow attached to the county supervisors, people who were doing business with Hawes. Anyway, it came down to three of them recused themselves, and Garman and Tim Garman and Kellstrom had no quorum, so they couldn't vote. And what Greg Hawes wants to do is a vintage county fair, country fair, that will bring people to the farm. Rides like the Ferris wheel, tilt-a-wheel, scrambler, and a paratrooper to operate for the fall season. But the neighbors, as you can imagine, are worried about added noise, traffic, and lights that would come with these county's stamp of approval. The County Planning Commission, however, voted 3-0 in August 24th of 2023 to recommend that they approve the zoning amendment. You got to blink that light for me, buddy. I just went way over time here, a whole minute.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. You were enthralled by what I was saying. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back. Hey, the guy that's in charge of all this stuff over the county is named Troy Bartlame. So I think I mispronounced his name. Luckily, had somebody here that knew how to say it. Okay, what else? This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And I can just tell you that I scored for Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah. I went down there to Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, where I've been going to for, 17. Well, we had our wedding rings made at Four Winds Jewelry. And I really can't even begin to tell you what it was, how we even found them. But they made our wedding rings with the inscriptions inside. And I got to know Leonard, who owned the place then, and Leonard eventually sold it to Rebecca and Henry. But Leonard still goes in there one or two times a week because he's a stone cutter. And Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a watch repairman and a stone cutter. And they have that. What I picked out for Linda was this turquoise. It was silver turquoise bracelet. Not... it was very well priced, and it was different. And Linda likes the different kinds. You know, she doesn't like, you know, just, it looks like it's been, there's 100 others just like it. This one was different. And so she really loves it. But I did that when I was looking for it, and I said, I think this is good. And then Rebecca was over there, because she knows Linda, and we chit-chatted about it and bought it. Now, why am I saying this? This is the kind of service you get at Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca will help you, or Leonard will help you in making those decisions, and sometimes they'll point you at another piece of jewelry that's, you know, more price effective, you might say, because they want their customers to walk out of there being happy. And I would say that most customers are, otherwise you wouldn't be voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, hey, the other thing that's going on there at the county is Sheriff Johnson. Sheriff's office is going to give ICE agents access to an individual, and particularly Sheriff's office may provide supervisor with data it maintains regarding the number and demographic characteristics of individuals that the date ICE access was provided and whether the access was provided through hold, transfer, or notification. So are we going to, the state says, no, you can't work with ICE. I think the county's going to find ways. The state says you can't work with ICE and just give out the names or turn them over unless they've committed a felony or something like that. It wasn't under no circumstances. They had some things, committed felonies or these things. The number of people coming across the border has dropped so dramatically in the last month. And today, Trump has been in office, what, a month? And there's been a lot of consternation about this.
Doesn't it seem like longer?
It seems like longer because it's a constant, constant whirlwind. And you've got to look at the law of unintended consequences. Or in some kind, you know, some people, it's a collateral damage. But things have, you know, like all of a sudden, you know, he won huge settlements from the entertainment world for things people said, like George Stephanopoulos accused him, said he was, you know, found guilty of rape, which wasn't true. And he sued him. And, yeah, the judge says, nope. He says, you have a right to sue because, you know, he defamed you.
Damages, yeah.
Damages, and they ended up paying $15 million. You know, Stephanopoulos wasn't happy about it. And then you've got other things happening, like two of the his more vociferous talking heads, Joe and what's your name, from The Morning Joe?
O'Keefe. No, that's a different one.
It's not it. Joe and his wife.
Morning Joe. Cup of Joe.
Morning Joe. That's right. Went down to Mar-a-Lago and talked to Trump. And then they were savaged by the left for going down and talking to the president, which kind of interesting. And then you've got with the Doge coming in here and saying, come back to work in the offices and put in your resignation, and we'll give you this 8-month parachute there, and, you know, so you're out by September. 80,000 people took him up on that. 80,000, probably maybe more, but at least 80,000. They're leaving the government. So, and then, come back into the offices, and if we find that we don't need these office spaces and all this, then we're going to get rid of these buildings. But when you think about the number of people that have been loose, it's like less than 3% of the workforce. At the same time, and I brought it up yesterday, was the that Starbucks had let loose 1,100 people so they could consolidate what they were doing and be more efficient. So, you know, and so people are screaming about the government doing this, which, you know, anybody with any common sense, and I'm sorry if you get your feelings around this, but if you think that the United States federal government, or any government for that matter, is working at full efficiency, then, I mean, really? Really? Do you really believe that? Of course not. Of course you don't believe that. With that many million employees? No. They aren't. And if you've ever worked for the government, been involved, and my part of working for the government was being in the service, and I can tell you there was money wasting going on there, but it was you don't see it when you're down in the platoon, the company, the battalion so much. You get in the regiment, you get up into the higher echelons, and you're going to see these things, and just like anywhere else. But our government could work much more efficiently. Now, what Trump did was he turned loose 80,000 people, and they cut loose all these others, people that, you know, were on probation and all this. Now, they may find out those people on probation that were there that they hired, that were there to take somebody else's place that was going to be retiring or they were doing something. Well, then, you know, they can hire them back if they want to come back. I wouldn't know why they wouldn't. They get the average salary for a government employee, federal government employee, is like $103,000 a year. And the average salary for everybody else in the United States is like $66,000 a year. So, plus benefits, plus, you know, retirement and all these things. So when they say, well, we turned you loose because of this, okay, come back, you'll get first shot, we'll bring you back first time we have an opening. I don't know if they do that. Some of the things they've done have been really interesting, and I'm not saying I agree with it, but give me a list of 5 things that you've accomplished last week. I asked Christina that yesterday, and, you know, of course, there was probably a language barrier we have now and then that she throws up when I ask her a question, and then we have to go over it a few times. But if I said to David and Sue, well, Sue sends me a update gosh, I don't know, at least once a week, sometimes twice, about everything that's going on, what she's doing, and other things. But if I said to you, okay, by Monday at midnight, you have to give me a list of 5 things you accomplished last week. And say your boss was Pat. Okay? And I'll tell you, well, CC Pat on it too. But I want to know, and it's not even me, okay? It's not even me. It's, say, a corporation owns us. So they go past Pat, they go past me, and you go directly to whoever it is, XY Media Corporation. Tell me the 5 things you accomplished last week.
But then I got a letter from Cash Patel saying, no, just ignore that. Then what? Then what?
Then what? Then what do you do?
Right? That's kind of like,
you know what, then? You know what we would say? Let the elephants fight that one out. We'll just keep working. You know, let the elephants stop.
No,
all
I could
over.
Definitely get you, well, you know, and I could definitely, and I think that is a legit question.
It is a legit question.
Keep a list of what you're doing.
Well, you know what? That's probably not a bad idea because Sue does it all the time, but maybe I should do it with everybody. Tell me what you accomplished this week and what we could do to make it better. I think I'm going to send that out, and then everybody will do it for 2 weeks, and then you'll forget.
Yeah,
and I'll forget to bring it back up again.
Yeah, responsibility.
It's like a family here. You know what? We got to be, you know, got to be more like a business. But that's not a bad idea. What did you accomplish this week? And nobody's going to be docked for it, but, you know, you're doing things I don't know about. I mean, because, you know, something has to be done. And I don't think about it because you all do these things. You know, just like Pat's in here. He took out the, our streaming video computer. That's why that's not up anymore. And the reason it's not up is it kept falling. It could not handle that, and the because it's an older computer, and the updates and all this. So we repurposed that. So it is now our backup archives. So because we haven't had a problem with the archives for years, but the other day we did. And because the streaming was down, not our fault. It was whoever's providing our streaming service. So now, and we used to have a backup. Now we have that backup. So every one of our shows will be archived. And we throw in some more memory, which we did. And so we have that backup there. But when we changed services and everything, somehow that backup, because it was backing up off the stream. Now it'll just back up off the audio here. So anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, local board of directors. Yes, they are going to be merging with Plumas, which is another, it's another Northern California bank starting, I think, in Gridley. So, and they're going to have, instead of just 4 wonderful offices, one in Red Bluff, 2 here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson, there'll be 19 offices that reach up into the North State and all the way over to Reno. It's got Susanville and Reno, too. So it's going to expand the reach of Cornerstone. Nobody's losing their jobs. We're just going to walk into the same place, like the Cheers of banks that knows your name. Just going to have a different name on it. And that's going to be happening this summer. We do business with Cornerstone, and we've been real happy with them since that started, both business and personal. All right, 7:33 in the morning. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Downtown Reading with our window on the world watching people going to work. Happily going to work this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of an electric vehicle and the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You might want to jump on that while there's still a federal rebate available. I'm thinking that President Trump has got his sights on that one, too. Fires, cost of housing or housing, medical programs. I said fire, but it's not just, it's fire mitigation. We've got the homeless problems, the lack of housing here. In California, we have water problems. We have what are the kind of problems? We've got it all. We've got it all here. People are moving out. The cost of living here is crazy. Buying a gallon of gas, you have to. If you want to fill up your gas tank, you have to auction off one of your children. We have a lot of problems here. So, what is our assembly working on? Well, they're working on a bill that would make Bigfoot, yes, Bigfoot, part of the state's emblem family along with the golden poppy and the redwood tree. And it would designate this Assembly Bill 666. That right there is a little strange. 666, is that the bad number? Is it 6666? Anyway, 666. If passed, would designate Bigfoot as the official state cryptid. According to the state. Now, Rogers, the guy that introduces Chris Rogers, represents Del Norte, Humboldt, Mendocino, Sonoma, and Trinity counties, which is kind of like the epicenter of Bigfoot. Okay, what's a cryptid?
The International Cryptozoology Museum said they don't know whether a cryptid is an unknown species of animal, a supposedly extinct animal, a misidentification, or anything more than a myth until evidence is gathered and accepted. Until the proof is found, the supposed animal carries the label cryptid, regardless of potential outcome. Some examples. Okay, give me some examples of cryptid besides Bigfoot.
Loch Ness Monster.
That's one of them. New Jersey Devil. The Mothman. Both of them have had movies made about them. And the Abominable Snowman or Yeti.
The Fly.
No, not the Fly. These are like Loch Ness. Well, like you said, Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot. Okay. The question of which mythical creature best represents California is a hairy one. Rogers told reporters, but we felt time to squash the beef. It's not Tahoe Tessie or El Chupacabra that generates buzz and interest for outdoors enthusiasts. It's Bigfoot. So, did you know when the latest sighting of Bigfoot was supposedly done?
There was a guy last week.
Oh, really? Well, this says September 2024 in Humboldt County. According to Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, which claims to be the only scientific research organization exploring the Bigfoot Sasquatch mystery. They said a couple on a sunset walk through Founders Grove in the Redwoods heard a forest get quiet before hearing clattering and a whoop sound. I've spent a lot of time in the woods and I never felt that just almost immediate dread, whatever it was huge. Whoop. Okay. You know, I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. And then it has, you know, the article comes out of Record Searchlight, but, and they're talking about, you know, people, they're seeing things, a small 5 foot tall creature in the trees, and she saw, one of her children saw something that made her freeze in her tracks. She witnessed an alpha male Sasquatch leering at her from behind the tree. They described as having a huge head and ears and black almond-shaped eyes. He was like a Neanderthal man with lots of messy hair. And it was up, it was perched about 30 feet up between two branches of a tree. Now, I thought Sasquatch was like, you know, huge. But I guess they're baby Sasquatches and little children Sasquatches and little teenager Sasquatches. And they're spending time in the assembly. With all of this other stuff they could be doing, voting on a Sasquatch should be one of our symbols of California, along with the poppy and the poppy and the redwood or something.
Yeah, redwood.
Yeah. So it's just the golden poppy and the redwood tree. Bigfoot. You know,
hey, look,
I don't, you know what,
like.
I can understand where your taxes, you know, the taxes, you know, being paid to these jokers down there for their salaries. And with all the things, with all the disasters that are hitting, you know, did he do this in a way to say, oh, this is just to kind of bring a little levity, a little humor to down here where it's so horrible? You know, if he had just said that. I would have said, okay, I kind of understand that, but this is presented as something that they have to, they print paper to make, you know, for this bill. God knows how big the bill is. People's staffs have to go through the bill to see if something's not stuck in there like, oh, by the way, we're also going to make beavers an endangered species, or we're going to require that wolves be a family pet, something like that. And can, you know, but see, somebody has to look at it. Let's take a break, and so I can go into the other room and throw up. This portion of the show. Nah, I'm not going to do that even. We'll be right back after these messages.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Hey!
get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Then we'll be back tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law of workers' compensation. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, then you might need to give Patrick a call. Work injury is life-changing. It can affect you. Of course, it'll affect you, but it also affects your family, your employer. Employer wants you back to work, and because you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that's in the book that you should have, then you're going to need help, and that would be Patrick Gorman. You need someone that's going to fight for you that understands the law. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento over the last 3 years. So there's business out there, and he helps a lot of people. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation, you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to somebody else. It's Gorman Law. It's down in Palisadro. He's a straight-shooting, honest guy. You couldn't want somebody that's going to work for you more than Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. So, you pay attention, David, a lot to the what's going on in the world and especially around here. What's your latest take on things going on? You said Kash Patel said the told the FBI don't send those list of five things you accomplished last week.
Yeah, I saw that on The Hill and different news sources that and basically it was just conflicting information. You know, you're getting one thing from the Doge, and then you got Kash Patel, the new director of the FBI, saying don't respond to that. And I haven't heard the resolve on that issue where there's, you know, two conflicting instructions. And if I was in that position, I would not know what to do.
Well, you know what?
I suppose if I would you follow
had,
the
if
FBI.
You had something from your immediate boss saying not do it, and he is your immediate boss, as confirmed by the Senate,
right,
and then you had somebody that's appointed by the president, that puts you in a bad spot.
Right.
However, if he says it, you could then say, wait a minute, my immediate boss said not to do it. And this is where that chain of command is important, because who you work for. Now, this is an admin thing. And if he had, what they could have done is run it through the heads of each of these departments. These new, you know, I mean, the ones that have been passed by, you know, by the Senate, been confirmed by the Senate, and said, I want, you know, send it to them and info me. You could have said that, or you could have just gone out to all the, you know, Patel and all the rest of the guys and girls and said, hey, I want to know what they've accomplished. And this might be a good thing for you as you've just taken over, is to have them send out, you know, what did they accomplish last week from all your people? And then, of course, when you do that, who's going to read it? I mean, if you got 100,000 employees working for one department, and some, you know, many of them do, or more, even 50,000. And they all send back in the responses. It's 250,000 responses that you got to look at. You know, well, 5 times 50. So who's looking at that? Is that another department, or is it AI that sifts through them, or who makes that decision? That, well, last week I arrested 3 guys, or I completed 3 cases, you know, that I've been working on, and I'm working on this case, and you know, this is the, you know, what I'm doing. I mean, a lot of it is going to be just so mundane. You know, it's admin. Well, I typed the newest laws. You know, it's a new bill that's been introduced. So I typed it. Okay, and I did that all week long. I typed this one bill because it's extra long. Or I proofread it, or I went through it to take things out of it. I mean, a lot of this is just going to be mundane, boring stuff. It's not going to be like, yeah, hey, we kicked in doors and arrested 6 Islamic fundamentalist terrorists who were had guns and explosives. So I'm not sure, except it's a type of thing that they're just, what did you accomplish?
And seeing who responds. But, yeah, who's reading it? I think they're concerned about nefarious actors reading it, tapping into it, and finding out information. It's probably good to be vague, but I gotta cheat for this. You take your job description, you copy, paste it, and put it into last week.
This is what I did last week.
Just take your job description, copy, paste it. There you go.
There you go. Well, that's one way. But, you know, and at the same time, a judge has blocked the Doge from getting information on people's Social Security numbers, their financial status, their, I don't know, there's a few other things in there. And it's been blocked, but they're saying is that they don't have the need to have that. Well, I think that the government's already got that. They by sure already have your Social Security number. They know your financials because IRS and the other things. I mean, they know it already. I'm not sure what you're blocking.
Elon owned PayPal for how long?
Oh, gosh.
So I'm sure.
He's got a lot of information. Yeah, but that even that, I mean, you just go to the IRS and say, okay, I'm looking for, you know, the financial records. I don't know if I want Elon Musk and his 18 squirrels looking, I shouldn't say squirrels, his 18 or 19 or 50 or whatever it is, going through that. I'm not sure what that has to do with my job, my financials. He's already got my Social Security number, and why they need that, because it seems like they already have that. And what are they looking for on that? Yeah, you know, here's what I'm saying is, do we need a Department of Government Efficiency? Oh, yeah. because you can't tell me a government's working efficient. We already talked about that. And if you really believe that, then come on over here. And I've got things I can sell you. And it looks like a marble, but it's not really. It's a piece of outer world. And so do we need that? Absolutely. And to go in there and look and see, what if, you know, can you imagine how many different departments are working on the same thing? And could they be consolidated? Do we need five departments working at, looking at the Japanese quail and how we can increase its, habitat and all these things? And they're looking at it from Department of Interior, BLM, and all these. Wouldn't it be better that you just consolidate them all under one office, and then you kind of consolidate the positions? Yes, of course.
And there's the AI factor.
Yeah. Oh, which we haven't even kicked into. AI factor gets in there, and then you want things typed. Guess what? You throw it into the AI. And it's going to come out.
So how much of these jobs can be done by AI? Are they looking into that? Is that part of this?
I'm sure they are. And then you get into this thing. Well, we're going to stop this. Well, they've already found out that when they turn people loose in the nuclear regulation, side of the house, that they needed these people. So they went back and hired them back. Well, great. You know, so that. But when you start throwing everybody out, like with the chainsaw, there is going to be repercussions. Now, how bad are the repercussions? And then we go back. We're not talking 10% of the workforce. It's much less than that. But is there a better way of doing it? Or is this thing done and says if we tried to do it through a 2-year process, it would never happen? Which is probably true. It wouldn't happen because they would be finding ways of stopping it. It would, people would change positions, so all this. So he's doing it all at once. And he's doing it in the first 30 days, and we're not finished yet. It's going to be the first 100 days to see what happens.
And locally, the Whiskey Town issue, a bunch of those people were let go. But then there's the response was that they were going to be rehiring more jobs for seasonal jobs coming back in the summer.
Yeah. Which is the way it, if you don't need everybody, then unfortunately the extra people get laid off. And then when it comes back in the summer, they rehire people. It's not the same as like Disney did decades ago when they fired everybody that was on the payroll. Literally fired everybody, like in the animation and the show lighting and all this. And then hired them the next day as contractors. Brought them back on as contractors. And so they didn't have to pay all the, those different types of taxes. You know, they got paid more money to take care of their taxes and all that, Social Security. But it really took Disney off the hook. Well, and that became, so now you can't do that anymore. You can't just, say, okay, tomorrow, David, you're going to be a contractor. I'm going to give you a $2 an hour raise. You can't do that anymore. So, now, if people are doing contract work, it's the same things that you're paying people to do full time and you're telling them they have to be here at a certain time and all that. They're not contractors, they're employees. Okay. What else? We're going to have Haven Humane join us here in about 2 minutes and talk about the latest that's going on over there. And, I brought up Joy Reid lost her job on Sunday. And when they fired her, and this is one of the things of the collateral damage and stuff that's happening. Okay, Roberta, we've got like a minute, so.
Well, it's actually Robert, so
okay.
Here it goes.
You got
so
a minute.
Here it goes. Anyway, I was thinking, and some conservative comedian said this better than I did, but I still think it was funny, that basically Elon Musk and Donald Trump need to attack this situation that they're doing with the precision of a surgeon's scalpel, but instead they're using Gallagher's Sledge-O-Matic.
Yeah, the Sledge-O-Matic.
Like I said, whoever it was who said it better than I did, but I still think it's funny.
What is it? When he came out there at big conservative convention they were having, and Musk walks out with a chainsaw. And, you know, of course, everybody thinks that's great. But the Sledge-O-Matic, I like that even better. So, okay, thanks a lot,
well,
Robert.
I say that as a loving tribute to Gallagher's memory because we lost him about 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, if you never had a chance to see Gallagher, he's probably on YouTube someplace. Go watch
him. I saw him on Showtime in the 80s when I was a young college kid.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Okay, we got to run. We got to run for the news, and we'll be back after the news with Haven Humane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What President Trump describes as one big beautiful bill is expected to come to a vote later today in the House. It's a budget bill that would advance major elements of the president's agenda, including more money for border security, as well as an extension of the Trump tax cuts that are due to expire. House Speaker Mike Johnson is working to round up the necessary Republican votes for the bill, while the Democrats may stand united against it. President Trump endorses the latest candidate to announce a gubernatorial bid in the Buckeye State.
The Ohio governor's race is heating up with biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy jumping into the 2026 race. Republican Governor Mike DeWine is term limited. The Cincinnati-born former presidential candidate joins the Republican primary field a month after the former lieutenant governor John Husted was appointed to fill Vice President J.D. Vance's Senate seat. Husted's backers will be looking to switch their allegiance. Other Republican candidates include Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost and Heather Hill, a black entrepreneur from Appalachia. On the Democratic side is Dr. Amy Acton, the former state health director. I'm Jennifer King.
Democrats facing a lack of enthusiasm among donors dismayed over the party's losses last year.
Many Democrat supporters say they're frustrated by the way the Biden administration secured their support on the premise Joe Biden could once again defeat Donald Trump, and say that the latest switch to Kamala Harris left the party flat-footed. Still smarting over the failures, one anonymous donor complained to The Hill, quote, "They want us to spend money, and for what? For no message, no organization, no forward thinking." Bob Agnew reporting.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is launching a state version of DOGE on a mission similar to that of the Trump Department of Government Efficiency, aimed at rooting out government waste, fraud, and abuse. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 27 points, the Nasdaq off 317 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody, Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is actually actively working against you. I know this from personal experience. And delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, and I lost 40 pounds. I feel great, and I've kept it all off. If you are ready to make a change for your life, call 864-502-1777. That is 864-502-1777 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 864-505-1777 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.
An elevated stretch of a highway under construction has collapsed in South Korea, killing 4 workers, injuring 6 others. The National Fire Agency says 10 people were working on the site prior to the collapse. They fell and were trapped in the rubble. The fire agency says 5 of the 6 injured workers remain in serious condition. The cause of the collapse is under investigation. About 50 fire trucks, several helicopters, some 150 personnel were mobilized to the rescue effort. A top Russian security official and Indonesia's defense minister have held talks in Jakarta as Moscow's war in Ukraine enters its 4th year. A Russian news agency said ahead of the visit by Sergei Shoigu, secretary of the Russian Federation Security Council, that he would discuss ways to deepen a defense partnership with Indonesia's defense minister. Shoigu's visit is the first stop in a 5-day tour of Asia, which includes a visit to Malaysia. News and analysis, townhall.com. Apple has some big plans for the U.S., the tech giant announcing plans to spend more than $500 billion in the United States over the next 4 years. That would include the hiring of 20,000 people. Apple also has plans to build a new server factory in Texas. Where does a bull go when he's on the lam? Apparently, anywhere he wants to.
A Scottish Highland bull has been roaming for over a month after escaping from its confines. Animal Control Officer Lee Soule in Kent, Connecticut, says local residents have reported sporadic sightings of the bull in the past week, but no one's been able to catch it. Soule says the bull seems scared as it roams about in frigid winter weather. The bull's owner says efforts to find it are continuing. Scottish Highland cattle are known as a hardy breed that can live outside year-round. Keith Peters reporting.
And find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the KCNR studios, downtown Reading. It is the 25th of February. You know, February, for me having only 28 days, seems to have gone on forever. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. David is at the helm. Do we have a national day, international day?
Yeah, I forgot to mention this morning.
Well, I didn't ask.
Clam chowder.
Whoa. Oh, wait a minute. My guest is making, he's grimacing.
That was a grimace. Yeah,
it was a grimace. You don't like clam chowder.
It's the idea of it. Ugh.
What, because they're clams?
Well, I mean, I'm also vegetarian, but even if I wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. We'll let you slip on that one.
I mean, I can smell a barbecue and appreciate that it smells.
Oh, yeah.
Clam chowder? No, that, yeah.
No. Really? Huh. What else? Is that it, clam chowder day?
Yeah. And
I can't. Wait. Are you on the microphone there? Check. Okay.
So I got some new headphones.
New headphones.
They're nice.
Cool, aren't we all? Yeah. Pat fixed my headphones. Yep. Hey, we're sitting in tall cotton here.
Yeah, I actually didn't have it pulled up. I just went back from memory,
uh-huh.
Clam Chowder Day. But I forget what the other one was, but it wasn't anything that spectacular.
It's not like licorice jelly bean
no,
day.
No, no.
Whoa, that's a big day. You probably don't like those either.
Oh, I love licorice.
How about the Jelly Belly licorice? Have you ever tried those?
I don't know if I've tried those ones. Do they taste like black licorice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love black licorice. So.
Okay,
it was National Chocolate Covered Nut Day.
I have that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sprinkle that on your clam chowder.
The weather. Today, sunny with a high near 64. It's going to be beautiful. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny with a high near 72. And it's going to be kind of like that Friday. Sunny with a high of 75. So it's going to be starting to get a chance of showers, but mostly sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The temperatures go down some. But the, it's, you know, chance of rain, so it'll be clouding up, but mostly sunny. At night, it's gonna be about 45 degrees, around 45 degrees, up or down a few degrees every night through next Monday. So it's gonna be beautiful out there. Wow. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, locally-owned, veteran-owned business in Anderson, the Kenny family, where three generations of Kennys are involved in running that business. Yeah, they've been there for 30 years, helping their clients, treating their clients as friends, giving discounts to seniors, to veterans, other payment plans. They just, they're just really good people down there that take care of their customers. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Jim Lewis.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jim Lewis. Okay, just making sure. Because what have you, has there been a coup over at Haven Humane? I haven't seen Mark in like, 2 months, 3 months maybe.
Yeah. He just has been timing his trips out of town to coincide with
you. You know why? It's because he has to buy me breakfast.
Yeah,
it's his turn. Sneaking. And in fact, because it's gone 2 months, he has to buy me two in a row.
Wow.
And the big part for us is trying to remember who paid for the last one anyway. So, but the thing is if you're not able to stay for breakfast,
you got to buy the next one. Okay. It used to be I'd buy one, he'd buy one, you know, like that. But if you miss one, then the person who couldn't be there has to buy breakfast. So now this is two.
So he's in debt.
At least two. And then I think he was here in December.
Yeah, I've been
December,
here twice.
In January, February, yeah. You're here. So where is he? Or should I ask? Is he on vacation? I know last time he was in a big conference down south.
Yeah, he was
south.
At a big conference last time. He was down south again. I think it was personal this time.
Oh, okay. Well, his kids live down there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got going here at Haven Humane? But you know what? You know everything that's going on there. You're kind of like the XO,
yeah.
Executive officer of the ship.
The I'm the director of operations down there, right, yeah. Work right below Mark. So, I mean, we always have a ton of stuff going on. Right now, we just finished up our junior Picasso pet portraits thing with Sycamore School.
Hey, I saw a couple of those. Those things are surprisingly good.
Yeah, they're really fun. They're they run the gamut from like a little kid's drawing to yeah. like how did they do this?
Yeah, that's what I was seeing. I was expecting little kids' drawings, but yeah. then you see some of them, and I'm like, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
you
know? They're amazing. And either way, whichever version you got,
it was
the
great.
Portrait of your pet, they're beautiful. And they raised it was over $2,500 for
wow.
us from that.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's the second year we've done it, so stay tuned. Next year, I'm sure we'll do something similar again. Yeah, it's a really, we had 95 people get their pet portraits done, and yeah, I just loved looking at them all.
95 people had their pet portraits. Now, is it just cats and dogs?
I think they'll take any comments.
What if I brought a photo in of our horse? They would probably
yeah.
do a horse.
They'd love to do that. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
That's what I'm thinking. Sure. Yeah, okay. Well, that's just what I need. Of course, it's got to be a 3-foot by 4-foot. Drawing pastels would be okay.
Yeah, you might need to buy a few portraits and combine them.
okay, that was good. They raised $2,500, and yeah. that was from the art class at Sycamore.
Yep.
Is that Sycamore Middle School?
Sycamore Elementary.
Elementary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Very cool. Very cool kids there. I just talked to them yesterday. We're doing our Pennies for the Pups fundraiser there, so I got to meet a lot of the kids yesterday.
You're hitting Sycamore
great.
Hard here.
Yeah, it was a coincidence, but great kids, and the art teacher there, also just a great woman. So.
Sycamore, I've gone there before, and we've used their auditorium when they had, like, city meetings and stuff, you know, believe it or not, because, I mean, it was stuffed with people. We were talking years ago about public safety, which hasn't changed much, but it's a nice campus right yeah. down here in town, and there are marching bands and all the parades. I mean, it's a cool school. Okay.
So if we, talking about fundraising, one of our big ones is our doggy dash. So if you save the date for this, it is going to be, where is it? March 15th this
Saturday.
Year. Saturday,
yeah.
March 15th. So
next month.
Yep, a little bit of a change this year. Instead of just the 5K, 10K, really trying to get out all the professional runners, mm-hmm. we've kind of pivoted, turned it into a doggy dash 5K fun run. You have to check out the t-shirts we made for them. They're really cute. You can pre-order them on our website in the events section. The race starts at 10 a.m., but it's a dog-friendly event, perfect for the whole family. We're encouraging costumes. Prizes are going to be awarded for the best-dressed pups. We're going to do the funniest costume, the best duo, the best overall costume. Plus, prizes will be given out for the fastest runners, because we also have to pay attention to those.
So it's going to be a regular 5K race, mm-hmm. which is 3 miles, a little bit over 3 miles, and a totally non-competitive walk your 3 miles or trot your three
exactly,
miles with your dog.
Exactly.
But what you're really looking for is have them dressed up.
Exactly. It's really fun to see,
yeah.
to see the dog and the owners dressed the
yeah.
same. So it's $15 for 8 to 17-year-old, $25 for adults. You can also do groups of up to 4 people for $85. If you wait till the day of the event, it's going to be $10 extra. But what we're really trying to do is also just make it kind of a community fair. So we have a lot of vendors are going to be there. We're going to have fun activities for people and pets. The festivities start at 9 a.m. We're going to go till 1. We're going to do stuff like pup cups, you know, the whipped cream in the cup for the dogs to have fun eating. We're going to
okay,
do doggy
so
paw prints.
You're encouraging, what you're encouraging is people to bribe their dogs,
that's
their
right.
pets with pup cups.
Well, that's right. And then they're gonna walk off all the calories as they go there up down the trail. So.
What you're doing is you give them that carbo lift right
exactly.
before the race.
Carbo load them.
Now, what happens when you get a pup cup and then you eat it? I mean, is that okay?
Sure. I mean, I would recommend sharing with your dog, but
there
if you need
go.
To, that's
you
between
go.
You and them.
That's just whipped cream.
It's
right?
just whipped cream. Yeah, it's like just cup, air, basically.
Well, you know, Buford, yes. You know that you, if you ever look at one of those whipped cream cans and it says this much whipped cream, it's like 10 calories.
Right.
That's it. 10 calories, and you're looking at it. And Buford's had a pup cup one time. Somebody handed it to him from some place we drove through. He didn't know, he's never had one. Didn't quite know what to do with this.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
it could
he
be hilarious
stuck,
to watch
stuck
him.
His face in it, and he looked at me, and he looks at it again. So I took some with my finger and said, here, try it. He decided he likes pup cups. So
I like to watch him tear apart the cup at the end and trying to get it back away from him.
Have you seen these reels where somebody goes through and the dog is sitting in the back waiting for his pup cup, and they didn't have any that day.
Oh, no.
And they're pulling out, and the dog's face is like... I mean, you can read the faces
that's,
like...
That's oh, betrayal.
What?
True betrayal.
Wait, he's looking over his shoulder. Okay, we need to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy does a great job with this. She started her business back in 1993. Been helping people ever since then. Veterans, seniors, business owners, families. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And with insurance being the way it is and the financials going up and down, she's got both insurance and financial management under one roof, two separate divisions. For a free review and evaluation of what you have, and maybe you need somebody to take a look at it, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. One of our experts, or Judy, will sit down with you and look at that and with that review. And you're not going to go wrong with Judy Maxwell. 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
And loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend, presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salads, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-241-1199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios downtown Reading, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we are here with Haven Humane. We're talking about all the things that are happening. Doggy Dash is coming March 15th. It's a Saturday. You can sign up on the website, which will save you $10 from having to come down. The race time is 10, but you're going to be there earlier, obviously.
Yeah, the event kicks off at 9 o'clock. Okay. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to have a bunch of booths and stuff like that, music, food, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Okay, you got the Memorial Putt for Paws coming up.
Yeah, the Daniel Zainine Memorial Putt for Paws. That's our golf tournament. That's always a really fun time. That is Friday, May 9th, so golfers, put that on your calendar. It's going to be another fun-filled day, and this year we're holding it at Gold Hills Golf Course. I just went out there and kind of toured the course and met the folks there. It's going to be really fun, I can tell.
Did they let you play around?
They wouldn't let me near. No one with a brand would let me near there.
Got it. Okay.
Near golf club. But yeah, there's beautiful views out there. You can have fun with your friends and maybe make some new friends. If you come out by yourself or sign up as a single, we can put you onto a team. So and then you get a chance to golf for a cause, supporting the animals at Haven Humane. We're going to have exciting activities like a high-low poker challenge, a putting competition. We're going to do a longest drive, closest to the pin, and a lot more. And then afterward, we're going to have a delicious lunch to celebrate the day's achievements at our awards ceremony. We're actually going to be eating on the course this time instead of having the luncheon afterwards in a stuffy room. There's going to be a couple holes that actually have the food out, so you can come and make it a little more casual, a little more fun.
So you're going to have like enjoy a buffet on couple of holes then.
Yeah, they're going to make some sandwiches and stuff like that, and yeah, make it fun
out
there. So,
All right.
So whether you're a seasoned pro or first-time golfer, we invite you out to come join the fun.
Okay, so this is a scramble. So what this means is you go in with three of your friends or three other people, and it's the best shot.
Right.
So all four of you, swing, hit the ball, and whoever has the best shot, that's where you take. That's where you go.
That's right. You just need one ringer in the group. And
you just need one golfer in the group, and the rest of you can just play.
Yep.
And you're not going to have those things that, we have to take everybody's drive. You are going to do that?
Yep. Yeah, it's just the scramble.
It's just whoever, because someone will say, everybody in the group, you've got to take one of their drives. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
It's just a real scramble that you just take the best shot. So, if anybody wants to have a real good chance of winning, I can give you my phone number. and only because I know people that can play golf because I can't. and I've been in a group where we had a guy that could, this guy, I said, why aren't you on the tour after watching him play? He says, on any day I can keep up with anybody. He says, but I can't do it for 2 days or 3 days in a row. Got a successful business. But if he's out there on a par five and you're using a pitching iron for your second shot, this guy's good. And that was – I don't even think we won that year. Somebody else had one that was, just as good or better. So anyway, and that was with Haven Humane.
Cool. Okay, so that's going to happen May 9th, and where do they sign up at?
They can go to our website, havenhumane.org. Space is limited. We usually sell out every year, so I encourage you to do that as soon as possible to get your spot reserved. You don't need to know all your golfers' names or anything up front. Yeah. You can just reserve the team and then get the details later. So, and that's going to begin at 7:30 a.m. with a shotgun start at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yeah, Bark, Wine, and Brew is going to be October 4th this year. That's our biggest fundraiser of the year. So, again, we usually sell out that as well. But, you know, you can start signing up soon. Just pay attention to our website, havenhumane.org. This year's theme is going to be pirates. Every year we do a whole costume thing. This year's pirates. We're trying to figure out how to hang a giant.
Have a what?
A giant pirate flag from the ceiling. But we'll see what happens. It'll be fun. Okay. And, of course, before that, we have the Zumba Bash. August 16th, we'll have more details for you on that later, but if you're into exercise or dancing or just having fun, pay attention to our social media and stuff and sign up when Zumba Bash is announced.
Okay. Now, Winter Vet Hospital.
Yeah, we're doing our winter hours for the walk-in vaccine clinic, so we're still doing 2 to 4 p.m. every single Wednesday. It's right outside of our hospital. We do set up pop-up tents if it's raining or if it's too sunny or anything like that, but do be prepared for whatever weather might be happening. Remember that your cats must be in the proper sized carrier and your dogs must be on a leash. And that's just a good place you can get your vaccines, heartworm tests, all that kind of stuff, parasite prevention for a low cost. Just be prepared to wait in line for a little while in the weather.
Yeah.
Then the last Thursday of every month, we do Feral Fiesta. That's where we spay or neuter up to 50 feral cats. You drop them off at 7:15 in the morning. You pick them up the same day at 4 p.m. It's $45, and there are a lot of vouchers out there to help lower that cost or get rid of the cost altogether.
Are you doing 50 every Thursday? Or in the last Thursday? Are you doing 50?
We're getting close to 50 at least every time. Yeah.
You would think that would kind of start putting a dent in the pup.
Eventually, yeah. I mean, we could have vets doing it every single day and to try to keep up with that.
Well, our next-door neighbors are just fantastic people, have trapped and neutered probably 6 through you all and paying for it.
Yeah.
And now I think they've got 4 hanging around their property, which is okay. They're all neutered, and they come over and visit. If we could get 50 a month plus the other stuff you're going to talk about, that would consistently has to help.
Yeah, if we can get everybody working together and I'm on the same page and getting those cats in here and
you could do 50. You could do 50 a day probably, you know, for months.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Everybody helping out and everyone out there trapping and bringing them in and just supporting the cause. So. We also do the Princess Memorial Spay and Neuter Day. That was an additional monthly feral cat day that was brought to us by a generous anonymous cat lover. It's the second Thursday of every month. We spay or neuter up to 40 cats. This one is completely free of charge thanks to that cat lover.
Wow. Just
like the Feral Fiesta Day, the cats have to be in a live humane cat trap, only one cat per trap. Remember, the cats are going to receive an ear tip so that you can tell on site that a cat's been spayed or neutered. There is a 5 cat limit per household per month.
So we're talking 90 cats a month, not counting on Wednesdays your regular 7 trap neuter return surgeries Monday through Thursday.
Exactly. Yeah, we do that every day.
Let me see. How many is that? They're doing 7 of those. Mm-hmm. So you could literally do 97. Cats a month.
Yeah, well, even more than that because we're doing those 7 every day, so 7 times.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. So it'd be over 100. Over 100 cats it could be.
Yeah, we're working hard.
You're doing a great job.
There's vouchers for that daily trap neuter release program as well. Just like the other 2 days, you just bring them in at 7:15 in the morning for check-in. That's $45. You can call our animal receiving building at 530-241-2550 for information about the vouchers that are available. And again, just be prepared for those mornings to be waiting in line to get your cat checked in and everything like that. So
okay.
Popular thing.
I'm here with Jim Lewis, and we're talking from Haven Humane. He's the operations officer out there, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or if you go back further, the old Subway. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. This is a local place, and it is a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I've been going there since the day I arrived in Reading and never had a bad haircut. Thoroughly enjoyed myself getting haircuts. They have appointments that you could choose to do, and you call them at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for you, and come on in, get your hair cut. And like I said, it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon, and it's also man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back. Oh, here comes Carl right now. I'll let him do his intro.
I never miss. That's what they have music for, so I can race from one end of the studios to the other. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
You talked about a coup you, earlier,
Jim.
So.
Thank you, Jim. Hey, I'm here with Jim Lewis from Haven Humane Operations Officer, who's trying to take my job now. Okay, we've gone to the vet house for updates and all this. Now we're down to adoptions. And let me tell you, you've brought in three dogs in the last 3 weeks, or Christina has it. Oh, my gosh, what great pups they are. I mean, you know, two-year-olds, one was a three-year-old. But that one, that's the female lab pity. It looks like a miniature lab. I mean, the face, the eyes, in the body, really.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. She came in last week, right?
Yeah,
she was such a sweet dog. She came into my office when she got back, and just a sweetie.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that somebody adopted her, because she is she's wonderful. Anyway, y'all been doing great as far as getting animals adopted. Mm-hmm. I mean, really great. I mean, the numbers that y'all have been putting up. However, other animals are coming in all the time.
That's right. That's right. Well, and that's why we need help from the community and like you helping us network the pets and talk about your Buford and how great that was for you.
You know, let me tell you, when our kids came up to visit, my son in law would have taken Buford back. He just fell in love. Everybody said, doesn't believe. I said, yeah, he spent 72 days at Haven Humane, and they're looking at him because he is just, you know, a love.
Yeah, yeah. We have great dogs.
And I've started looking at your dogs differently now, in the sense of that when you're bringing them in, there was one, he was a little rowdy, but the, you know, been two, three, four in a row that just, when you look at their eyes and they're looking up at you, I mean,
there's something there.
There is something there. There, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, and you have to forgive them too, because when you're meeting them in the radio station
is,
you know, that's, they just got woken up early today and they're put in a van, driven around town to the different places. And so that's, you know, they're not trained to do all that stuff. This is just dogs being dogs. They love us.
Oh, so. but they're still good in here. And I love it when they put their little paws up on the table here. When they're looking around and then they come underneath the table because I'm encouraging them to do that, pulling Katrina off her chair. So anyway.
Put their little chin on your knee.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. That, you know, the lab, that little lab girl almost went home. And then the thing is, she would have fit right in with Buford, and then we would have had two dogs laying on our bed instead of just one. So, anyway.
But thanks to people like you who are helping us network the adoptable pets. We want everyone out there to help us network them. Tell everyone you know that we've got great pets, reasonable adoption fees. They come altered, microchipped, up to date on vaccinations. Our adoption fees for adult dogs and cats are $75 or less, depending on the age. We have a Palace Fund that helps sponsor adoption fees for senior animals. So if that's where your heart lies, we will help you take one home. Just keep sharing our Facebook, YouTube, Instagram links and help us network all these deserving pets. You know, we don't just have dogs and cats. Last week we had a turtle that we were having to clean his tank every day. He's been adopted. And
A turtle.
Yeah, well, and his name. It was super creative, Mr. Turtle.
Well, turtles. I guess people are moving and they don't have a place for a turtle.
I believe that's exactly what happened in this case. Someone called us and they had a turtle that they just couldn't take care of any longer, but they gave us the tank and everything like that, and then we gave it right along to the adopter and kind of just helped facilitate
turtle,
that.
How long did the turtle last there? I mean...
Oh, he was here for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
But you got a goat, too.
Yeah, we have a really, really friendly goat right now. Every time I'm walking dogs around our trail, I have to stop and say hi to the goat. Now, he doesn't usually approach when I have a dog with me, but if I leave the dog behind, he'll come right up to the gate and just puts his head up against the fence so you can scratch his little head.
Well, is he a miniature or is he just regular size?
He's like our standard size goat.
Okay. All right.
Really sweet, though. And then we have a couple of pot-bellied pigs. Also, two very, very sweet pigs. You go in there. The one of them, he sees you coming and he automatically throws himself down on his back so you can scratch his belly for him. And the other one just kind of nuzzles up against him. Not quite as outgoing as the super friendly one, but yeah, really, really fun, animal. So if you have the right setup for pot-bellied pigs, please, come down and adopt them. They need a place to be that's not the animal shelter.
Okay. So, and speaking of that, mm-hmm. you got some statistics that are just incredible.
Yeah, we talked about it last month, but in case you weren't tuned in then, I'll go over it again. We put our hearts and souls into taking care of every animal that comes our way, so I'm happy to share their achievements. In 2024, we had 2,062 of our shelter animals adopted into loving homes, and we sent 334 pets into other nonprofit organizations, rescue groups for adoption. We have partnerships with folks up in Oregon and down in the Bay Area for dogs and cats that they might not have available for the folks there that are looking for animals. They can help relieve the pressure from other shelters. So that's a really great program. We also had 605 stray pets that were returned to their families after a brief stay with us. In addition to that, 210 pets were picked up by our officers and returned home without ever coming to the shelter. So if your animals are microchipped, you're wearing their tags and stuff like that, we can bring them right back home to you without ever having to let them come into the shelter. 103 stray pets that were brought to the shelter were returned to their owners without being impounded. So what we have is if an animal comes into the lobby and it's microchipped or has a tag, before we take official impoundment of that animal, we'll have the finder hang out with it in the lobby, or it'll go behind the counter and our receptionist will just hold on to the leash while we call the owner, say, hey, come down here before we have to do anything else, just swoop it right back up and get it back home where it belongs.
So. A lot of people don't even know their pet's gone because they snuck out. They haven't done it before, or they're not an escape artist, but something happened.
Yeah, you can be at work, someone leaves a gate open, anything can happen. So we also, through our staff's detective work online, we were able to reunite 103 pets by connecting their finders with their owners through information received on the phone, and 14 pets through the social media posts. So we just have our front desk people are taking lost animal reports, taking found animal reports. They're digging through Facebook, Craigslist, lost animal places, and trying to just make those connections. And even if we don't have the animal on hand, we just say, hey, saw so-and-so over here found your dog, we think. Yeah. You should get online and check it out.
Well, we see things on lost dogs, right? Mm-hmm. And if you talk about being shared, I mean, it's like a lost child.
Mm-hmm.
And, child lost. There'll be 50, 60 shares on this. So I don't know how many thousands of people see this if somebody's lost their pet. And your people are looking at that because you may just, first thing I would do is if Buford left was, we couldn't find Buford, just call you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But Buford's probably in a car driving toward Palm Springs at that point, though.
Yeah.
He had a date or something. Okay. Now people don't think about this, but vehicle donations. Y'all are getting those. Do you get those on a regular basis? I guess I should.
Yeah, fairly regular basis. Okay. I can't remember the number we had last year, but it's super simple. It's another important piece of our fundraising. We work with a place called Cars Inc. You can call them at 855-500-7433 or just go to our website we have a spot that says ways to give. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, motorhomes, trailers, boats, anything like that, you can give them a call and they'll tow it off your property at no cost, send you a tax deductible receipt, and all that money just comes to us to help us provide quality care, pet services, and a safe refuge for all the animals we have. So
okay.
Yeah, definitely encourage that. Any type of vehicle. Mm-hmm. Running, not running.
Run.
Yep.
And if you don't have the title, they will find the title for
you. They'll help you out with that. Yep, exactly.
And then they'll just take it away.
Yep, but just get rid of that eyesore.
It's a great thing. And it helps out Haven Humane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages with Jim Lewis of Haven Humane, but we're going to be talking about their, like, the blood of Haven Humane and their volunteers and a few other things. Okay, we'll be right back.
Friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries at Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. You just broke me up, Jim, because I was walking back in here. You just took it upon yourself.
Well, I got shouted at by the engineer, so.
What did you tell him to do it?
I think I was getting trolled.
That's cute. That's the first time that's happened in 15 years. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was coming in, you know, because they tell me how many seconds are left, and I was in my office. And so I came back because I know he always plays 5 or 10 seconds worth of bump music or longer if I'm still, you know, wandering around. And Jim took over the – did a good job.
Yeah, that's right. Hey. I think my mic was off, but
– No.
No, it was on.
And oh, no, trust me,
it
was on.
It exciting. Yeah. Live radio is so much fun, guys.
Hey, today,
there's nothing like it.
Today, the 25th of February, 48 in the morning, in the weather, it's going to be sunny today with a high near 64. It looks like we're going to have sun and up in the mid-70s tomorrow and Friday. And Saturday, a chance of showers after 4 p.m., but with a high near 65. And Saturday night showers likely. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers. Same thing for Monday. So it's going to be good weather. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. You reach them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with Jim Lewis, the operations director out at Haven Humane. And we've been talking about all the things, doing catch-ups on what's happening and what's happening in the future, what's going to occur. And volunteers, this is our next subject.
Yeah, speaking of the nice weather, there's nothing better to do in a nice day like this than come volunteer at your local shelter and walk some dogs. We have a ton of stuff that needs to get done all the time, and it's not just dog walking or playing with cats. You don't have to handle animals to be a volunteer here. There's, like I said, there's all kinds of stuff to do. If you're interested in volunteering, you can just go to our volunteer page on our website. I've said it a million times, havenhumane.org. You can click on the links there to get more information about it. Our volunteer coordinator, Cassie, will reach out to you, talk about your interests and things like that. There's job descriptions posted online. So just go there, check it out, and see if it's something that might be up your alley.
Okay. Microchips.
Oh, yeah, we talked about microchips and lost pets a little bit already.
Yeah, Buford's microchipped. And when we got Buford, they put the chip in him. And while we were adopting Buford, they changed all the information so it was ours then. So
yeah, it's a little, it's just a little like RFID chip. So there's no tracking capabilities or anything like that. We're not stealing your secrets. It just holds the dog's address basically on it so that if it goes to a vet or an animal shelter, we can scan it and make sure the dog gets back to you. It's only $30 at our Wednesday vaccine clinics or any time during regular business hours. You can just walk into our receiving department and we can help you out with that. We love to get pets back as soon as we can. It helps you to avoid paying impound fees, and it helps the dog get back sooner or the cat. If you move or change your contact info, just remember to update it with the microchip company. We'll register for it when we implant the chip, but then in the future you would need to change it if you ever rehome the pet or move or anything like that. And now in California, all impounded animals are required to be microchipped upon release. And we've been actually seeing how that helps, because when we have a return guest, it's already microchipped and it doesn't have to be booked in.
Well, here's the thing is, don't get angry at Haven Humane because they're charging you $30 to microchip your animal because, you know, when they picked it up. This is a state law.
Yeah.
So they have no choice. And
exactly.
Plus, it's a good idea anyway. And because, especially if your dog gets loose several times a year, and Haven Humane picks them up, scan them, say, we're bringing your dog back. Saves you money.
Yeah, I mean, there's state-mandated impound fees and things like that as well. So $30 now can save you hundreds of dollars over the course of a year or two if you have an escape artist-type dog.
Yeah.
So, and remember, if your pet does...
Are there types of dogs that are better escape artists than others?
Yeah, I think so.
I see these reels, and it says... The Huskies.
Huskies, yeah. That's
Huskies will get out any way they
huskies
can.
Huskies are tenacious and smart and bored. so, you know, any of the working dog type breeds.
Oh, yeah,
so
working
husky
breeds.
Shepherds and things like that, they're going to get bored if you're not keeping them occupied. But, yeah, Huskies seem to be, like, the best at actually figuring out how to knock the latches off of gates, or if you have the door handles, like the lever handles.
Oh,
They learn how to push them down so they can push the door open.
Isn't that something?
Then your terriers and things like that just dig. They'll just dig right under anything.
Dig under.
So, yeah, they all have their fun attributes, but I think huskies are the are the notorious escape artists.
Okay, so.
And if you do have one of those notorious huskies, and it happened to get out in some way, just check our Lost Pets albums on our website, havenhumane.org, under Lost and Found. You can also go to Facebook. We have an animal regulation dedicated Facebook now just for lost and found animals. There are also other internet sites where we advise people to post pets they found. If you call our office, we'll help you locate all those places and try to get the animals back to you as soon as we can. That number is 530-241-2550.
Okay. Wow. Going to. Yeah, Linda's just walking in. You're not supposed to be here today, but I'm glad you are.
I had to come in once I knew that you were here.
Oh.
At the very end.
When she knew Jim was here.
Yeah, and so congratulations on everything.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're happy to have your face.
Good.
See, that you've
a body.
Can continue, you know, doing in your leadership. Yeah.
And now that there's no mask on it all the time.
There you
go. Exactly.
You know what? That
exactly.
was true. That was, and, you know, Mark's on a, you know, we haven't seen Mark in a couple months.
Uh-huh.
And he was down for, they have a big, I guess, conference everybody goes to. And then now he's going down there because his kids live down there.
Right. Yep.
And he's trying to get them to move back up here, from what I understand.
Oh, how many people try to get
to drive in. They may not do that. So, Jim, when you're seeing things here, we got a few minutes left. You know, we talked about escape artists of the dog kingdom, and it seems to be the huskies. And you see that, if there's a way for a husky to get out, they will. And there's been this one in Rio, this lady has three huskies. I don't know if you've seen this.
I'm not sure.
She said to one of them, no, you can't go in the kitchen. And he looks at her. And the other two, they're sleeping. They're up, and now she's got three huskies howling in the front room. She says, I just said no. And he's looking at her. Arr! I mean, it's hilarious. And you're thinking, do they really do that? And
well, I can tell you right now. Yeah, we have a husky at the shelter right now named Maverick.
Oh.
So he's probably in kennel 5 or 6. So he's just outside the door to the lobby, but we'll be helping a customer on the phone. And then you see all the heads in the lobby kind of turn and look at each other. It's Maverick. He starts the chorus, and then you hear it.
Is Maverick got short hair?
It's kind of short for husky. It's dark brown. Really, really handsome boy.
He's not marked like a husky then. Because you brought one in here one time.
Yeah, he came in. He's kind of marked like a husky, but it's like a nice chocolate instead of
but
silver.
Yeah, but he's got short hair. Mm-hmm. He could be the part of the puppies of the litter that Buford came from, because if you look at them, they've got the same build. Buford's got the German Shepherd side of it, you know, mainly on his looks. And Maverick had the husky look, but they're built exactly the same. Of course, Maverick's got those blue eyes, and Buford's got one, you know, one blue and one.
Maverick needs to go home with somebody.
Yeah, because he was just.
We love the whole playfulness of the husky.
Oh, yeah.
The husky mix. Is just, they're so playful.
He almost went home that day.
And funny and kind of almost dorky in a way.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's just great.
You know, if I have time, I'll tell you a quick story about Maverick.
Sure.
He almost went home with Mark. not on purpose, but so we get a call from the alarm company, I don't know, 2 a.m. or something like that, and I ignored it because I knew it would go to Mark after me, so I just stayed sleeping. So he's getting on the camera. He's talking to the alarm company. They have the police are going out. He's looking at the cameras because we can see it on our phone what's going on, and everything seems okay. We had an interior door go off. That's weird because the gate didn't open, the exterior gate. Well, then the exterior gate goes off. So we had something leaving, not breaking in. And then he sees a dog walking between two of our buildings. So he's like, okay, I'll head down there. You can tell the police it's fine. So he goes down there, and he's calling Maverick's name, looking around because he recognized the dog on the camera.
He can tell it's Maverick.
So there's Maverick in the middle of our property right in front of one of the play yard gates, which is closed, just looking at the gate, waiting for someone to let him into the play yard.
Can't go play.
and he hears Mark say his name, and Mark said he just turned around and looked at him and just – zoomed over to him, ran in big circles around him, had the zoomies, so excited to see his friend. And then, of course, he had to go back. And he said if it was any other dog, he probably wouldn't have been laughing about it. But you just, with Maverick, you can't.
So he's gotten out, he's gotten out of his
kennel. He needs to go.
He climbed out of his kennel. The top of his kennel is covered. So it's all covered with chain link. There's probably like a 6-inch little piece that he just kind of bent back and squirmed his way through, climbed up, jumped down to the hallway, figured out the lever door. He can open that. The gate has a lever handle, so he figured out he just pushed the lever handle on the gate.
Oh yeah.
Walked out and just had some fun in the middle of the night.
He figured out just from watching people and being taken out that
exactly.
And how these lever.
Well, you know, they do it on accident at first. They're just jumping and then they hit it and this works. Yeah.
I saw a cat do that once. Went up and did that to a lever. Yeah. You know, up and opened it up and the kid walked out. I mean, so anyway, Jim, how do people just come down? Do they have to make appointments or anything?
Oh, you don't have to make an appointment. Yeah, we're open for visiting, 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday. You're welcome to come down anytime. If you're interested in adopting, we encourage you to make an appointment. That way we can reserve a visiting room for you. But if you just want to come see what we have or talk to us anytime, 11 to 5.
Also, if you're looking at adopting and you've kind of gone through, if you've got another dog or animal in your house, you might want to bring them with you. Make sure they're compatible.
Yeah, we usually do dog meet and greets if you're adopting a dog, yeah. so we can make sure everyone gets along.
Thanks for joining us.
I told you we should have brought Maverick. Anyway, hey, everybody, have a great day. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.